All right, man. Welcome to Pro 777 Radio. This is going to be a very short episode. We're going to call it 261.5. Jason Lindgren is with me, and we have an unnamed information source. So let me set the table here. But just so you know, Jason's going to run a vocoder on the voice, and the direct information source that we're going to reference here, we're not going to name, we're not going to get into, but just suffice it to say, this is firsthand. What's being transferred through our information source is a firsthand observation from the person that is in the municipality and seeing. So what this has to do with is we've had Alphonse Fagiolo on a number of times talking about how he deals with the court system and legal ideas. And when people come to push him around, what he's done, a lot of it has to do with an affidavit. Turns out, a person who follows us knows a person who's in the municipality with a firsthand view of what has gone on. And it turns out Alphonse is a big damn deal. And I'm going to ask questions here. The responses will be terse, but I'll just suffice it to say that it was stated from a person on the inside who's actually working where this is going on, that Alphonse is known throughout the Commonwealth, which basically means throughout the state. And not only that, they've closed the court more than once. But anyhow, welcome, Jason.
Good afternoon.
All right, so let's just jump in. What ridiculous name am I going to use here? We've already used Mr. X.
Mr. Roboto?
Yeah, Mr. Roboto. There we go. Because he's getting the vocoder. All right, so Mr. Roboto, we'll keep the responses terse and we're going to run a vocoder so no one can possibly figure out who's who to maintain safety for everybody. But you met a person who is actually has a direct firsthand view of the municipality where Alphonse has filed some of his affidavits. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I'm going to try to figure out how to ask the question so your responses can just be kind of terse. This person told you, I guess what was going on is you were having a conversation because this person is aware of legal ideas. And you were talking about episodes we did, and Alphonse's name came up, and it all of a sudden you guys realized that this person was talking about Alphonse, who had been on the show. So is it true that you've been informed by someone who works in the municipality that they know who he is and they're running scared all the way to the state border?
That is correct. It's not just what he's doing in his local county, but the fact that he is helping people throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to achieve the results that he has achieved. They don't know what to do with him.
Well, I can answer that for you. You're not going to do anything with him. He's a free human being. And if you quit screwing with people, this all would go away, I would imagine. People would have no reason to be filing affidavits and other things if you weren't messing with them in some way, doing things they don't like. But there's another key piece of this. Apparently, you were told directly that one day Alphonse was supposed to show up in court. And if this is true, which I know you're about to tell me it is, but if it's actually true in the world, and I'll cut to the chase, I know it's true because I called Alphonse. He was scheduled to be in court. They knew he was coming and they closed the court. Was that information that you were given from a direct witness?
That is the information I was given from a direct witness, that they closed the courts on him and that they will continue to either close the courts or have the judges be absent. This all started when they noticed him helping other people in Pennsylvania.
The ugly truth about that is a violation of law at a level that I'm not sure if that's treasonous. But it's getting up there. That is a serious, if that is correct, and they've closed the due process, the doors to due process. Why am I saying if? Because I called Alphonse to ask him. I told him about this. We're actually going to cover Alphonse tomorrow to respond when he hears this recording. But I asked him, have you ever recently showed up at court and found it was closed where you didn't get any notification in advance? He said, yeah, twice. And they told him it was COVID related. The problem with that excuse is when a court is closed, they have to notify all the people who have a hearing that day in advance. And that didn't happen. Am I forgetting to ask you things from our conversation that I've forgotten about?
this person is very interested in legal ideas, and a lot of young minds are also interested in these legal ideas, and they know that they can try to sweep one Alphonse under the rug, but if it becomes two, three, four Alphonses, it will be a problem. They know this.
So here's the truth. When I got off the phone with Alphonse to try to confirm everything you had told me from a firsthand person who observed this firsthand, he said, you know, the thing about what I'm doing here is anyone in the county can use these methods. And then I corrected him and I said, Alphonse, anyone in any county can use you. So it's not surprising, but I think it's critically important to get little episodes, even if it's just so short as this one is, on the record for the simple reason, this is one man. This is one man now known out within the Commonwealth where he lives, which is just another way of saying the state, I believe, and they're scared to death because somebody knows the rules and they can't keep implementing their corporate policy. And everything that Alphonse has done here can be replicated in damn near any county with very few exceptions. I don't know what it would be like where Jason is in Louisiana. I know their law is slightly different, but it doesn't matter. An affidavit's an affidavit. So I'll give you one more shot. And I hate to say it, Mr. Roboto, is there anything else we should get in before we wrap up here?
I would like to say that, as Alphonse calls them, the men in the black dresses are a tight-knit group, and they communicate with each other. All it takes is three Alphonses where he is, two Alphonses where you live, and three Alphonses where I live, and things will really start to change.
There it is, and there's no doubt. And so, just to put a fine point on it, all this kind of corporate policy that passes for law, that passes for local, it crept in. And over time, people were no longer taught civics in school or anything about what we used to be taught back in the 60s. And everything changed and nobody was aware that it was wrong or illegal or a problem. But now everybody's starting to know. And this is case in point. It is not that hard to file an affidavit and it's legal and there are no repercussions coming your way if you do it. And it's a way to use the system that's been built up around you to force them back on their damn leash. Because at the end of the day, one thing that we forgot roughly 20 years ago is the police serve us. The municipal government serve us. The federal so-called government is supposed to serve us. And as we head into the age of air here, the old operating method is not going to be good enough. But thank you, Mr. Roboto. Jason, anything you want to get in or anything you want to ask before we wrap up? I know it's kind of short.
Do we know anything at all about what they might want to do about Alphonse?
Their short-term tactics are closing and having judges not appear. Long-term tactics, I believe, would be more of a payout to him or a negotiation, which I believe he will not falter. At this point, we need to see where it goes. If he stands his ground, and he continues to help people, and I need to stress this, if there are listeners in Pennsylvania, especially the southern and eastern portion of Pennsylvania, who want to do the same things in their counties, this house of cards will come tumbling down sooner rather than later. If there is a critical mass around him, the results will be spectacular.
Well, I would say, too, just to put a fine point, any county, any municipality could employ these methods as far as I know. And in my mind, I mean, really, as I think about it, Louisiana, I know, has a weird law, is the only state that has a weird law construct because of the French influence, I believe. Or was it Spanish? I think it's French. But anything else, Jason?
Has there ever been any mention of any of the other law people that we've had on, or even just any of the others out there trying to do this kind of work that might be causing rumblings on the dark side?
Not through firsthand information.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on. And it's kind of astounding that just by chance you put together that Alphonse was the topic being spoke about as you referenced people who'd been on the show. Is there anything you'd like to add, Mr. Roboto, before we wrap up?
Stand up for yourselves. They have no control over you, only if you allow them to.
All right, so that's it. I know this is a really short episode, but it's critically important. And just so everyone knows, on the tail of this, we're going to be recording with Alphonse, so he's had a chance to hear this, and so he can respond. But can you imagine closing a damn court because someone actually understands how to conduct themselves? I'm going to ask Alphonse. I got to remember, Jason, we got to remember to ask Alphonse. Is that sedition? Is that, that's got to rise pretty high in the felony category of violations of their rules to close a damn court because you don't know how to deal with someone who actually understands how things work. But there is a very short episode that we're calling 261.5 with Jason Lindgren and an individual we're calling Mr. Roboto. And folks, when this goes, please don't bring any Sherlock Holmes to try and put together. We're trying to give information and not endanger anyone's job or anything else, particularly now. So there it is, man. I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded year ahead. And we'll have Alphonse on the tail of this. Cheers.
Belief is the enemy of knowing.